Greetings to all. It is a joy to have you join us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Father Ruel Strawn, the parish priest of St. Paul's Parish, South Long Island. Today is the 20th day of Easter. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which the ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in a synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of Christ. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. May we who share his body live his risen life. These form part of the words many of us pray each Sunday after receiving Holy Communion, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We receive the living, risen Jesus in the blessed sacrament of the altar. We receive the very one who says to us, "Whoever eats me will live because of me." Because Jesus lives, we can live too. We can live his risen life. But what does it really mean to live his risen life? A part of it is that Jesus risen from the dead is the living Jesus who enters into God's future. And so living his risen life means for us bringing the power of the resurrection into every area and aspect of our lives. To say in every encounter we have, in every situation we are faced with, every trial, every struggle, every heartbreak, to say in all of our brokenness those words of St. Paul, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection." Living his risen life means being grounded in reality, but at the same time, realizing that the resurrection is a living, dynamic reality, which for us ushers in a new way of living. So think and reflect today. Ask the big question. What does the power of the resurrection look like in my life today, here and now? Resurrection is the central point of our faith. It is the point from which we come to many other points of faith. Resurrection is the most important thing that will ever happen to me or to you. And experiencing the goodness of God right here and right now in our bodies is a foretaste of eternal life. It is living his risen life. This living is nourished and strengthened as we come each time to receive Jesus in the blessed sacrament of the altar, to have this life of ours, this flesh and blood of ours, these trials, these sufferings of ours, these failures and shortcomings of ours, touched and transformed by the risen Jesus. And thus we are enabled, strengthened, sent to live his risen life, to abide in him and he in us. And that's a favorite word in St. John's account of the gospel, abide. What we have here is a mutual abiding. Jesus, who lives into God's glorious future, not stuck in the first century, but with us here and now, touching every place and time, abiding in us and we in him, living his risen life. Today, in some parts of the Anglican Communion, we celebrate St. Alphege, Archbishop of Canterbury, and martyr who died on this day in the year 1012. He was revered and celebrated in life for his simplicity and discipline, but also for his deep and enduring commitment to the poor through almsgiving. And in a world where many sought at all costs to save their lives, he refused to pay a £3,000 ransom on his head, which at the time was an enormous amount. He did so because he held that paying such a ransom would only serve to plunge ordinary people deeper into poverty. Such a living and such a dying shows us what it means to live Jesus' risen life, and also what it looks like in the power of that risen life to drink his cup and to bring life to others. Life in all its fullness. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. We pray together the Regina Caeli. Joy to thee, O Queen of Heaven. Alleluia. He whom thou wast meet to bear. Alleluia. As he promised hath arisen. Alleluia. Pour for us to him thy prayer. Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary. Alleluia. For the Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, who by the resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, has vouchsafed to give joy to the whole world, grant, we beseech thee, that with the help of his mother, the Virgin Mary, we may attain the joys of eternal life, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and the Caicos Islands. Do share these devotions widely and have a happy and holy 20th day of Easter.